8:19 on Connect FM, and your morning connection for a Wednesday continues. And even though it's April Fool's Day, we are steering clear of any kind of foolishness this morning. And so to help keep us straight, Shirley DeRouge, the executive director of Downtown Du Bois Inc., has joined us for a midweek chat. Hey, Shirley, you going to keep us on the straight and narrow here?
I'm going to try my best.
Okay. We will have a nice time of recounting what happened this last weekend in Downtown Du Bois. It was the annual Hop and Shop.
Yes.
How'd that go?
It was great. We had a great turnout. The United Way put on a brunch with the Easter Bunny at the public house on Jard. Oh, my goodness. And they were so busy, nobody had time to take pictures. They had a steady flow. The one owner, Lyle, he made the comment that he didn't know the Easter Bunny was more popular than Santa Claus because it was that busy.
Wow, that's great news.
Yes. And we had... 12 businesses that participated, 13. And I know talking with Lana Calhoun, she said there was a line of people waiting at the door for whenever they opened up in the morning.
Great.
So people waiting for them. And my understanding is everybody did very well. And then we had an Easter egg hunt up here on West Long Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And we had... approximately 50, 60 kids.
Wow, wonderful.
So it was a wonderful turnout. It was chilly, but people...
It was the end of March.
It was the end of March. So that's expected, but it was a fabulous turnout, and it was just so nice to see families out and about and people, you know, walking through downtown and stopping in at the shops.
Absolutely. So. Well, we love hearing those kinds of reports. I think, hey, let's do it again next year.
I think that's a great plan.
So be listening right here. We'll tell you more about Hop and Shop 2027 style.
Yes.
But that won't be today.
No.
Okay. And talking about Easter, then the Easter season, which is upon us here. It's Holy Week, and a lot of people are finishing their preparations for Easter Sunday. There's still time to do some shopping in downtown
Du
Bois.
There is. There's still time. And I mean, you can... You know, we have obviously Hochman's candy,
right.
So that, you know, your chocolate bunnies, chocolate crosses, all of the goodies for in the baskets, and you have Scented Root, you have Calhoun Farm, you have DV Mercantile, you have Merle Norman, you have Tiffany Stitchery. I mean, there's several businesses to pick and choose from, and you can find something for everyone in all of those locations.
And while you're doing that shopping, we have those wonderful eateries here in downtown Du Bois and a coffee shop.
I was going to say grab a cup of coffee and start, you know, your shopping trip, and then end it with some place to eat, either Luigi's or Public House or El Gordo Bureau, like several places to eat too. So
exactly. So don't forget about that as we head into these final few days before Easter is upon us. And also upon us in 17 days here,
I know,
the cleanup of the Du Bois area. It's the annual spring cleanup. And how are things going getting ready for that?
We are getting ready for it. Wendy Way, I love the Ways. She is collecting all the list of volunteers, but her and Steve Way and Eddie Tate, they're getting the snack bags and all the items for that, the donations for those things for
very necessary part of it.
Very necessary part for the participants. But we already went through. We have enough bags and vests and gloves. So, but if you have gloves or your own that you would prefer, bring those along. But we're excited. We're ready. I mean, spring cleanup is Hop and Shop is a kickoff sort of.
Yeah.
But spring cleanup is, you know, you get the town just ready for summer and beautiful weather, and it's. I feel that's our true kickoff to spring and summer.
No doubt. And you can't emphasize enough, even though you're here representing downtown Dubois. You have that hat on this morning. You are also a city council person.
I am.
And so you represent all of Dubois, which became very large a couple months ago.
Yes, it did.
Following consolidation. And I tie all of that together to say, a lot more of Dubois needs cleaned now.
Yes, right? Yes. Last year or so, we expanded upon and went out a little bit beyond the former city line. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now we're looking way out and assessing areas that truly need some TLC that we can send volunteers out to help pick up and clean up and just beautify everything.
Sure. And it's a nice function for small groups to participate in. A lot of times small groups will volunteer so they can work together in a given area. And there were over, correct me if I'm wrong, there were over 100 people that came out last year.
Yes.
Let's see maybe if we could hit 150 this year.
That would be amazing. Okay. That would be absolutely amazing.
All right. Terrific. Well, I just have another minute here to have our chat together, Shirley. So let's look even further out ahead. Now that we're into April, that means next month is May.
This is May.
And the end of May is Memorial Day. Yes. And that kind of triggers something for downtown Dubois, the farmer's market, right?
The farmer's market, yes. Farmer's market, though, kicks off the end of June. Mm-hmm. We are still working on some details. We may be moving things around a little bit.
Okay.
But I don't want to say too much until we have things locked and secured on what we're doing. But we are working with Visit Clearfield County and looking to expand the farmers market program and provide more for the community.
That sounds great. And I guess by the end of May, you need to have those vendors lined up. Is that right?
End of May, beginning of June.
Okay. Yep. So we are approaching that deadline, but something fun to look forward to.
Yes. Huh. And can I slide one other thing into
there? You sure can.
Okay. We do have the PA 250 banners.
Yeah.
There's a sign up on our Facebook page. You can just sign up right online to place your order for your business banner. Uh-huh. It's a business sponsored banner that will be in place from Memorial Day until almost Veterans Day, when we will take them down and put up Hometown Hero banners. But those are $100 per banner, and you will get your banner to have once we take them down.
All right. Then that's at the Downtown Dubois Facebook page.
Yes.
Well, Shirley DeRouge, thank you so much for getting us up to speed on everything that's happening in downtown Dubois. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.